Actually,
Judith, do you know what I'm going to start with? I'm going to start with looking out of my window and being very disappointed. How about you?
Disappointing's a big word, isn't it?
No, but it's how I feel, Judith.
I know it is. I've got a jumper on. It's not raining, but it looks grey. It was cold last night.
Jeff, let me just tell you this as well. Jeff's bought a new duvet. I'll have to whisper a bit.
He's bought a new what?
New duvet. I think it's a 30 tog. He's bought an Empress size duvet. It's huge. It's actually, you know, if you laid it out, it would carpet the bedroom.
It's what, bigger than a super king?
Yes, but it's a size up. It's an emperor or an empress. It's the biggest duvet. He was fed up rolling over in bed and his arse hanging out. But I don't know what tog he's bought. It's very, very heavy.
Is it? I don't know about togs. Is 30 is a big tog, is it, as opposed to a
10
right
is, I think,
tog.
The highest you can get, Judy.
He's got a 30 tog. Must be
sweltering. I'm making it up, obviously. I might be exaggerating slightly here. I don't think there's any such thing as a 30 tog. But it feels like 30 togs. It feels like I'm sleeping under 30 duffel coats. That's what I think about. When I think about togs, I immediately go to duffel coats. And it just feels like
it's a party night, in the 70s.
Yeah, I feel like I've got into the bed on the top floor at a party in an old Victorian house. And I'm just, you know, Harry Hill used to do a thing about going to bed at his nana's, and his nana's would tuck him in so tight that he couldn't move, and he just thought he might end up there forever and turn into a fossil. It's a bit like that. Anyway, oh, God.
I can just picture a pile of duffel coats. That's exactly what it was like, wasn't it? And there was always a couple of people heavy petting on the one bit of the pile.
You always ran the risk of your coat coming home with a semen stain on it, didn't you?
At the very least, if not somebody puking over it. My God. But wait a minute, why did you not go down the Scandinavian Stockholm route of individual duvets? That's what I would have thought.
He didn't offer me this choice. He took it upon himself, Judith. We didn't even have a discussion. He decided that he was sick of ending up with no duvet in the middle of the night.
Right, okay.
So, I mean, in some respects, because he didn't ask for any money. He just went off and ordered one, a big Empress duvet.
Wow. Can you take it back? I've not.
Now it's got all my fake tan. I've sweated so much under it, Judith. Can you imagine? It's so fucking hot. And I fake tan once a week. And obviously, it's ever so lightly tea stained now. It looks like it's been dunked.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so
there's no going back, is there? I mean, is it possible to get fake tan out of anything? I'm asking because actually I'm about to fake tan my legs. They don't normally do it, but...
Is this getting wedding ready?
Not wedding ready, no. We've got a couple of holidays coming up and we're going to the Algarve and the Algarve cycling.
A couple of holidays?
Well, we have that sounds a bit grander than that. I'm going to Cornwall next week because I've been for weeks and I'm desperate to go.
That's fair enough.
And then there's this Algarve cycling holiday, which has been postponed for 2 years because of COVID. So that's a problem. I've got a big case out.
I don't envy that. I love the Algarve. Do you know a place called Tavira?
Well, no.
It's lovely. It's really lovely. I think it's sort of, I don't think that's the Algarve, but I think Portugal is a great country for holidays because it's got everything everywhere in all different locations. You can have different kinds of holidays. I don't envy you the cycling whatsoever. all I'm going to say on the fake tan thing, for me at the moment, and your skin colouring is much better than mine because I'm very, very jellyfish coloured. But I use the Clarins gel and I think it smells nice. It smells quite fig. And I think it's very forgiving.
And how often do you have to do it?
Once a week.
Once a week. Oh, and it sticks. And how do you stop getting all the kind of streaks?
Just do it properly.
You don't have to get an exfoliating glove.
No, I don't do that. Of course I don't. I occasionally shave my legs so that the fake tan's got a chance. But I don't do any preparation or anything like that. Don't be mad, no.
Do you steal Jeff's razor when you do when you shave your legs?
No, I do have a lady shave, on the side of the bar. Lady shave with a pink handle, obviously, because it's for a girl. And
they're just the same, aren't they? They must be just the same. It's ridiculous.
Of course they are. Bloody hell. Just swiftly and efficiently, and just remember to do both legs. Because I once was going to Australia to do a comedy festival or one of the Grumpy shows, I think, I don't know. and I fake tanned the night before, and I woke up in the morning and I'd forgotten, completely, entirely forgotten one leg. So I had one leg the colour of a milk bottle and the other leg was a dark tangerine. So there we go.
Excellent.
Anyway, I thought this might be... That.
Yeah, go
I
on, what? Might How was be... it whistled to that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm very, very tired. Very tired, slightly hysterical.
You've been on the telly loads.
Yeah,
you've been on
loads.
The telly,
I'm,
been on the radio.
I'm bored of me. Yeah, I've done loads of things. Well, I haven't got paid for anything, Judith. It's absolutely bloody ridiculous. I've been
well,
out
you've been
the house
plugging things. So
yeah, I know.
I like your new series. I like your new
series. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's out. Yeah, and yeah. I've been to the publishers to sign some of the new novels. And I'm going to Hay on Wye tomorrow. So if there's, mind you, this goes out Friday morning. So, and I'm actually on stage on Friday morning.
Oh,
you know, there's no time for anybody who's remotely interested to get along to Hay for 10 o'clock in the morning. This is the trouble, Judith, with writing a young adult book. You get stuck at festivals at 10 a.m.
Oh, you don't get the peak slots. No, I bet you don't. I bet
you don't.
You
even
don't
get the afternoon. You get 10 o'clock in the morning. When do I have my breakfast?
Well, there won't be any young adults there at 10 o'clock in the morning either. They've got that completely wrong.
That's what I'm
no,
doing.
No, wait a minute,
that's
wait a minute. I haven't finished with you yet. I want to know, because I think you were on Claudia Winkleman's show on Radio 2, were you not?
It wasn't Claudia, she was away. It was Nicky Chapman.
No.
Remember Nicky Chapman?
I like Nicky Chapman. I didn't hear you,
she's
but I know
youthful.
You...
She's very youthful.
How old is she?
I don't know. I don't know, but she's got the face of a girl. I'll tell you who else as well. I was on in ITN News... I don't know what it's some building yesterday, and they do Channel 5 news and ITV news there and all this. Mary Nightingale, who reads the news.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know her? Prettiest woman. Such a pretty
Is she?
Woman.
Yeah. Is she?
And she's in such good nick. I said, what do you do? What do you do? And she said, Barcore.
Now, at first, what's
that mean? I thought she meant parkour, you know, where everyone sort of jumps around buildings and all that sort of nonsense. No, it's you stand at a ballet bar and you do all these exercises. It's all core. And she demonstrated on her tiptoes,
Did she?
Right down on her haunches and then pulling herself back. It was beautiful. She's extraordinary. Ooh.
Then
a makeup artist gave
I was going
to
write it down, but I'm not going to write it down. I know.
No, this, it's been very good for me because it's really good for your back as well because it's all that sort of lunge stuff. Mm. And then the makeup artist gave me a number for a Botox lady.
Did she? Cheeky monkey. Did you ask her for it?
Did you
slide it under the counter?
That would be funny, wouldn't it? No, she admitted to me she had it. She said, I'd go full face frozen. Sorry, it's been clanging because Lucy the cleaner's here and I'm not going to stop her because she's marvellous.
No, mustn't do that. Last thing I want to do is stop the cleaner.
Don't stop. No. This makeup artist, she said, I go full face frozen. FFF.
And so did she look kind of like...
Yeah, she's like a waxwork. Absolutely,
Don't do that. Don't do full face frozen. For God's sake, don't do it. That's annoying that you weren't with Claudia because I wanted to ask you whether her hair was really as shiny as it always looks on the telly.
Met her a few times. Her hair is extraordinary. She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life.
She?
Yeah, really, really such a stunning... She's a stunning woman. Stunning.
In all ways. I love her. I love her show.
Yeah, she's
I think
great.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
She's absolutely... I just feel she's a force for good. That's what she is.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
I want to get back to the wedding now and your wedding preps because I think you've had a busy week. I feel, Judith, that you've had...
Oh, my God.
That you might be on the verge of dropping.
Well, I've had... Do you know, at times I really have. I've had the kind of week where, do you know those weeks where you just think, I haven't got my watch. Where have I put my watch? All day. It's like, where have I put my watch? I put it down to wash a twin or dunk a baby's bottom or something. Yeah, what did I do? I was still washing a dog. And then, so it's either that or I want to empty my bladder, but because I've got a pair of dungarees on, it's going to be a lot of trouble. Or I've got a wet strap of my dungaree because it's gone in the loo. Yeah. I reckon 2 out of 3 times that I go to the loo with my bleeding dungarees, one goes down the loo.
Yeah. Wee stain, stiff with urine.
It's an occupational hazard, isn't it? Because you do it up, you think, that's strange. Why is that all wet?
Yeah.
So I've had those kind of, I mean, it's not so much twins, actually, but it's a lot of wedding stuff, making garlands round hula hoops that are going to be strung down from the barn, faffing on, talking to the woman who makes the flowers for the church and trying to get the price down and thinking about you know, three.
What are the what's the colourway of the flowers? Or maybe she, Ellen would rather this was kept private.
Oh no, I'm sure she wouldn't know. It's white and peach roses with some eucalyptus. First of all, the prices of flowers have just gone absolutely sky high.
Of course they have. It's Brexit,
yeah, like everything. But we now realise that a white rose, you know, there's all sorts of white roses. Some are a bit yellow, some are a bit green, some are a bit orange. All that kind of stuff. So it's not that easy. I mean, it's really not that easy. So I
found. Want a cream rose rather than a white rose. I mean, no, the only white rose really is the ice. Oh, it's quite a common one that, you know, was planted in the 50s and has taken over many, many gardens. And it's like the most common white rose. But right. I like my, because I've got a Litchfield Angel, which is a heavy cream-headed rose, which is quite frilly. I quite like. Mm. Or does she want a simpler rose?
I think she just. I don't think we're a bit beyond caring now. We just want white and peach to go with the bridesmaid dresses. But I mean, it is just honestly, it's such a minefield. Yeah. I mean, and actually, well, you can tell about the number of bloody woman hours that have gone into this. They do get me doing stuff.
They really do. Trouble is, Judith, is that you? They know that you are better than they are at all. All this stuff. They know that you are more practical, more organised, more efficient.
I know. It's
and
true.
And you've got more money.
I am hoisted by my own petard. And then, well, there have been two things this week that have really run me ragged, right? Okay. Not exactly on consecutive days, but I mean, to the point where I was in Liberty's, bear with me, okay? I was in the loo on the second floor of Liberty's, desperate again for the loo, always desperate to find the loos. And there was a queue. All right, and there was a shelf. There was a kind of window shelf, quite a deep window shelf. Yeah. What, you know it? Can you picture it?
Yeah, of course I can.
And it was kind of big enough that I could have lay on it. And I was on the point of thinking, well, do you know what? I'm going to use my handbag as a pillow. I'm just going to bloody lie down there for an hour because I am knackered.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Judith.
Oh, I didn't, but I was close to it. I tell you, two things. The first thing is that I put on my evening, you know, my wedding outfit.
Yeah.
To show Ellen and Mike and Sienna.
Had they not seen it before? Because you bought that a while back.
Well, I sent them a photo, but they didn't really look at it properly. Okay, so I wore it. And you know, that there was a bit of a silence before anybody said anything. And then Mike said, it's a bit eveningy, isn't it? And they both said, yes, it's too eveningy. You know, you can't
wear that. What do they mean by too eveningy?
Well, I suppose it is a bit eveningy.
Does
it
show
gorgeous.
Your tits off? Is it very low on the cleavage?
No, but it's sort of chiffony, sparklingy.
It's evening. It's disco. You bought a disco frock.
It's not a summer wedding, is it? It's not a summer wedding. Brilliant. Anyway, Mike very kindly said, well, he'll buy it for me for my birthday, so I don't have to go back to Livingston Spa to take that back. Thank God. But it meant I was on the hunt for another outfit, right?
Okay. Is there not an evening do at this wedding? You're not having a change?
Well, I can't be bothered to change.
No, I'm so glad to hear that. Because to be honest with you, Judith, I think you look lovely in your dungarees. I don't know why you don't.
With one wet handle, I was going to say.
What do you call it? Yeah, one wet strap.
Strap.
Yeah. Anyway. Piss-stained strap.
Yeah. So the hunt was on. I couldn't bear it anyway. So
Judith.
I spent ages with Sienna looking online, all sending me pictures of things. And I spent ages with Ellen online, ordered loads of stuff from Jasper Conran and all these
I've looked at massive... that website, the Jasper Conran, and I think it's good. It's quite Kirsty Allsop, as you say. You know, it's a big skirt.
Yes, sent off for three things for them. I mean, my credit card bill would be absolutely bloody a nightmare because obviously it takes a while for the for the refunds to come through. So, I tried on three of those and another load of things from Jaeger and all these things. Nothing looked right. All tight on the bust or horrendous. Then we went to, then they said, OK, Mum, we'll take the twins and we'll go into... Oxford, and we'll come with you. Okay, we'll go to John Lewis, and we'll go to Phase 8 and all that. Nothing there. I mean, really, I was tried on about 25 outfits in John Lewis. I got one thing from Jigsaw. It's all right. It makes me look like a bit like a milkmaid. I don't like any of them.
There's a lot of milkmaid stuff around
there
at the
is.
Moment. There's a lot of gingham and frill and all that sort of thing. Yeah,
smocking and frilly sleeved.
I'm not sure your bosom can take a lot of smocking.
Quite.
I mean, it would take a lot of smocking. A fuck ton of smocking.
So that wore me out and I got nowhere at all. And then I did a bit more of it when we went into London with the twins, because Sienna went back to see her colleagues. She went to show off the twins, which was again exhausting.
I can imagine a double buggy in London.
Oh, a double buggy in London.
Public transport.
Well, have you, I mean, you won't have tried the tube yet with a pram, but no. I mean, she had to find a route because she'd researched it. Thank goodness. All the way out of your way, you know, you still had steps. We still had to get people to help us.
It's a disgrace.
Night.
It's an absolute, it makes me very, very angry because it's young mothers with buggies and, you know, and as Sienna has a double buggy. Yeah. Northern Line to Euston has no step-free access. How can that even be?
Oh, so
even I, and there's nothing wrong with me, if I've got a heavy case, I now go from Vauxhall on the Victoria line to Euston. You can Google these trips and have step-free access and all
but
that kind of thing.
But right the way
round. Right,
you know,
all the way round
way.
The houses. And I still don't think there's anywhere you can get out of the Elephant and Castle on the Bakerloo line without steps. I do not think you can.
God, it's disgraceful.
It's absolutely outrageous. It's 2022 and everyone makes all this, oh, we're all equal and we're all doing this and we're ticking all these boxes. They don't do anything.
No.
It's, the old and the young and the disabled are just shat on all the time on public transport. Mm. So there we go.
Yeah. So that's
just have to say at this moment, though, Judith, the only card I have left at the moment is my over 60s Oyster card, because I lost my little wallet yesterday with all my bank cards in and my driving licence. Yes, I did, Judith.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, well, anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's get you back in. So, did you find anything? So, I can't buy anything, Judith. And I just really thought, I've scrimped and saved. And I really thought yesterday, as I was going to do this job, I thought, fuck this. I'm going to buy myself a little treat this week. And then I searched for my credit card and I couldn't find it.
Oh, and is that when you found out you'd lost it?
Yeah.
Has it turned up? Have you found it again?
No. I swore all the way from Camberwell, where I realised I didn't have it, to High
Holborn.
Like a mad woman.
People taking their distance from you? The
cab driver was fed up with me by the end. I said, listen, this is nothing to do with you. He said, I know. I think he said, but even so, it's a bit much.
Did he say that?
I think he'd had enough. I was just going, fucking Christ, shit, what a fucking shit, fuck day, what a piss, fuck Christ, the almighty piece of wank shit.
Yes, yeah, you do sound like the sort of person that people would not dare eye contact with.
Yeah. What did you buy?
So finally, I tell you what I did. I remembered that somebody in the gang weeks ago had said, there's a great website called Bombshell.
I remember this.
I think it's for the sort of larger woman, kind of, you know, but it's very Kirsty Allsop. And a little bit 50s, a little bit swing skirt and 50s, but very sort of magnificent in terms of, like, I've got big boobs, but actually, do you know what? I don't care. And I'm going to show them off. Yeah. So I looked at it and I thought, oh, why did I not do that? So I ordered three and I've got one and it looks, I'm happy with it. I feel good in it. Need a better bra.
Is it a print?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's much more summery. So it's sort of very bright kind of blues and green prints.
It sounds lovely.
And it's kind of nipped in at the waist and it's got quite a sort of full skirt, but not gathered. I feel quite good in it. But as everyone keeps saying to me, you need a better bra. I can't tell you, the woman in John Lewis said it, the woman in Jigsaw said it, the woman in Selfridges said it. Yeah, they all come up to me and they hoik them up. They get both straps and they go, look how much better that is. So I've got to go and buy a new bra today.
Could you not just put a big safety pin in your own bra? Just, you know, double, you know, just make a wadge in the strap and safety pin it up. I think what you can do as well is if you've got some string, you know, the bit sort of above the strap across your back, if you did another kind of, if you pulled the straps of the bra together, do you know what I mean?
Oh, do you mean like a ladder thing? Do you mean like a ladder thing? No, you don't mean that.
No, I don't. I mean sort of like a halter neck almost. So that you tie the two, you know, your bra straps.
Yes, that's what I was visualising.
Like that.
Nice look. I don't know what they're going to... God knows what they'll find in the
Where
bra.
Where are you going to go to get a bra?
Well, well, there's a specialist bra place in Whitney. I mean, she may have to send off for something. But also I need wide straps because I've got that funny injury as well. Yeah. I've got all that going on. I mean, it's not simple. I bought a sports bra the other day from Marks & Spencer's. It looks a bit like a bulletproof vest. I mean, it's that's what it's like. And you have to kind of really squeeze
quite
into
hard
it.
They're hard to get really in and out of, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really difficult. And I'm so big bosomed that if you let it come out of its zip and try and get it back in, it's, you know, I mean, it's just impossible. But the thing, and it's great, it feels really comfy, but then you can see it, you know, it's like somebody has got a bulletproof vest on. She's not a great
it's
look
a peaker.
Under a lovely wedding dress.
Yeah,
thing.
No, well, you put a big scarf around your neck and just cover it up. Maybe, I don't know.
You're lucky not having these to hoik up. Anyway.
So you went to, you showed the twins off to the, you took the twins to the publishing company. Did they get some books? Did they get some board books?
No, we didn't get any board books, although we had a bite to eat in a Japanese restaurant, and, you know, with this sort of double twin thing. And the waiter obviously had nothing to do with kids and babies, knew nothing. He said, would you like the kids' menu? That was quite funny.
For 2-3-month-old babies. They might, like, what were you eating? What was the restaurant?
Oh, big bowls of broth with noodles. I mean, so difficult to eat when you're also trying to deal with a baby. Completely impractical. I always order the wrong thing. I never want the noodles in the soup, but that's always what I end up ordering.
Did you really want the pad thai? You wanted more of a noodle dish, didn't you?
Yeah, something a bit kind
solid.
Of more substantial. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Something, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's very sloppy, isn't it? So did the babies end up with very sort of brothy coriander heads?
Yeah. Well, it is very difficult to eat with a baby.
Yeah, really, and you have to wait for it to go cold, don't you, as well, because you've got a baby on your knee.
Right. And then there's this terror that you've got to knock it over them. Yeah, don't put it there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You eat and then I'll hold the baby. And then, no, wait a minute, I'll do this.
You have to travel in a team with twins, don't you, really?
You do.
I mean,
you
there's never a time, if it's just you and Sienna, there's never a time when one of you hasn't got... Well, a baby?
Not really, not unless they're asleep. They were very, very good. They were really,
they?
Very good, actually. I didn't
did they like it in
walked.
London? Did they like it? Did they want
yes,
to be in
did.
London? They loved it. Did you do any buses? Buses are kind of...
The buses were
great.
The bus was the best thing. The bus was really brilliant. And also the train was pretty good.
Yeah.
And they were quite good, but I was knackered at the end of it. I'll tell you what, I was knackered at the end of it. And, get this, I got home... Yeah. And neither Ellen or Mike were here, right? And the dog was there. I had no idea whether she'd been eaten or not, or walked. No note at all. So I said, you know, what's happening? And then they got this WhatsApp saying, oh, no, we haven't walked the dog and we haven't fed the dog. It was about 7:30. And what are we having for dinner? God, I was mad.
Ooh, where were they?
Well, they went to the gym, which is fine. But, I mean, they might have thought, oh, actually, sort of mum's coming back and...
Did you go mental? I'd have fucking smashed the kitchen up.
I was slapping the countertop, but I think
what with your bare fist?
Yeah, my bare fist. Slapping it with my hand. It hurt actually. I did, and in the end,
so you did. You actually slapped the kitchen around.
I did. Brilliant. I went from 0 to 100 very, very quickly. Yeah. I've got a very, very quick acceleration sort of on me, as indeed I think you have.
Oh yeah.
And the worst bit was I sort of worked up to this basically. Sometimes I need looking after. Oh God, they both look really. Sorry. Quite
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I think it's needed saying, Judith. It did. What did you end up eating?
Oh, I think I flounced off and said I wasn't hungry anymore, and then had a bit of theirs. I was quite bad. It was quite bad. But
it's not bad. But I mean, you normally have something in the freezer that you could just sort of like.
Oh no, I left them to it. I mean, I couldn't. It was cross. Yeah, it was really, really, really cross.
Really angry. Cross. Yeah. Well, you're very good at cooking and all that sort of thing, and supplying meals. And I 3 nights this week, neither of us could be arsed with cooking or proper meals. 3 nights. Really? So we had scrambled eggs one night, then
scrambled eggs for supper. That's a bit grim.
Scrambled that eggs on toast. Grim. No, I had some smoked salmon on top of mine. It's fine. Ooh. Then the next night, get this, Jeff had jam on bread. Yeah, he did. He had jam on bread. And then the next night, he had cheese and crisps.
Oh, God, it got worse, didn't it?
Oh, Judith, I made a supermarket delivery order this week. Mm. And I had 3 meals in my head, right, because before I go to Hay, I had... big fish fingers, cod loins and breadcrumbs.
Ooh,
I had burgers, you know, posh burgers, and I had pies. And out of those three meals, there was an ingredient missing from every single meal that made it just not. Yeah, yeah. Okay, now, what has caught your eye this week?
What's caught my eye?
News-wise, that pertains to our age group.
Indeed. Well, two things. Walked past Jo Malone and saw that they have launched a wild swimming and sea salt fragrance. So much that it's kind of the lettering of it is announced on the window. And I thought it smells gorgeous. And you never know, they might even... No, they won't say this one, will they? But I just thought, how clever that they have worked out that their demographic is either they are actually wild swimmers or they'd like to be wild swimmers or they know a wild swimmer and they like the seaside. I thought that was very
interesting. And what's this perfume called? Is it called...
It's called that. Wild Swimming and Sea Salt.
Wild Swimming. Wild Swimming and Sea Salt. So it's not called Piss in Some Water or something like that. Or Urine in the Lake.
Yes, or worse. No.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Well, that's very nice. I've got my scent for life, though, so I don't need any other scent. Did you buy some, or do you... You smell of that anyway. You smell of wild swimming anyway.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Because you
don't need the fragrance.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And what else have you noticed?
Have you going to see... Well, the ABBA thing, the ABBA avatars. Will you be going to see that?
No, of course I won't, because I think it's really... Isn't it still really expensive, even though they're not there?
I think it is.
They just don't really get that. What's that all about?
No, I know. Well, I tell you what I don't understand is, you know, avatars, whatever they bloody hell they are.
Yeah.
Are they? So would it be like going to see ABBA kind of in their heyday, or would it be like seeing them as they are now, presumably as they were in their heyday? Is that right?
I don't know. I would imagine that it would be a kind of morph between the two. Or maybe they'd sort of... chop and change them because it's all done on computers. They could do Waterloo as they were, you know, as we saw them on Top of the Pops all those years ago.
Yeah.
And then they might do some, you know, more recent numbers as the older member.
I don't think they are doing that. But you see, that would annoy. I would love the atmosphere and I would love the sing song, but I don't know why they don't just do like the Sound of Music sing song. Sing along, which was completely brilliant. I don't know whether you ever saw it, but you know, basically they just play the film and everybody sings along to it and gets dressed up and everything, a bit like the Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah.
Because part of the joy surely would be to think, oh God, well they haven't worn very well, have they? And of course she's still looking really good. You'd kind of want, I'd want that. I'd want to see what they look like now, wouldn't you?
Well, I think that's a bit odd. Honest, Judith, it's cheating. It's the ultimate in cheating. If I don't, you know, I just don't get it. If you want to walk a dog and make carbonara, which is disgusting, by the way, then do that. But don't pretend to be on stage at the same time because you aren't. I think it's the thin end of a very dangerous wedge.
God,
I really do.
Mind you,
ask me in November when I'm on tour and I'm absolutely fucked. You know, I'll probably be trying to,
Avatar me right now.
Absolutely.
Come on, bring on the avatars.
Yeah, yeah, or just a fucking puppet. I don't care. A glove puppet that looks a bit like me, that's made out of a sock that someone else does.
How long are you on the road for again?
It's only 30 dates. It's barely anything. It's hardly anything at all. It's not, Judith. It's really nothing.
How long did you do last time? Was it double
60?
That?
Yeah.
So half.
So it's really.
Well, you need to pace yourself. You need to get out of their car and go for plenty of walks, okay? Are you listening?
Yes. We've been yakking. It's time for Culture Corner.
Indeed. Well, we usually start with TV, do we not?
Yes.
Really? So, yeah, well, I've been watching your series.
Oh, good, I'm glad. You know, somebody is. That's nice.
Don't be so modest. You're great at it. And the standard of artists is actually much better this year.
Yeah.
And it's great. I mean, you do kind of think, oh, well, that's, you know, who's going to win and everything. So, I think your energy in it is very, very good. Very good.
Well, I do love it. And I love seeing the art progress. And what I do love genuinely is that some weeks over the week, artists really change and really come on. Do things that at the beginning of the week you didn't think they were capable of at all. There have been quite a few changes between series one and series two, and at some of these there have been mixed reactions to some of these changes, and I do need to tell people because people can find me very easily on social media and sort of vent off at me, and I find it quite upsetting, and I just need to tell people that if you don't like a TV program that I'm in, a lot of the decisions that are made are not my decisions. All I am is the presenter on this job. I'm a presenter. I cannot tell the the channel or the TV company who make it what to do. It's not my job.
No, you know.
So if there are things you don't like about the judging system or, you know, whatever, I really, get onto the, find out who the TV company is, or go straight to Channel 4.
Well, straight to Channel 4. I mean, that's the thing, is that people, channels do watch the feedback from viewers in that way. I mean, certainly the BBC do as well. I mean, you know, the voiceover, I don't know why they've bothered to put that voiceover on. It doesn't need it. It really doesn't need it. It's completely unnecessary. But obviously they've channel forward it up, haven't they, big time. But no, as a presenter, you don't have any say at all. In fact, as a producer, God, the last you see some, you know, sort of interfering presenter and people roll their, frankly, roll their eyes.
I wouldn't be used ever again, you know, I genuinely wouldn't be. So, and I do love it so much. So I am sort of quite thin-skinned about, you know, obviously I take it and everything and I pass these comments on and everything, but it isn't.
No,
I think
sure
people are not very aware of how TV gets made.
No.
And people are sort of saying, can you change this now? Sort of thing.
God,
and you go, it was filmed
in
March. We can't go and unpick this. It's out.
But let's not be too negative about it, Jenny, because actually it's a really nice, neat format. I love the fact that it's now a proper art model that's
professional life models are absolutely marvellous. Yeah. The standard of art is great. The casting of the artists is magnificent. They're all such fun. It looks great. There's so much colour in the studio and it's so interesting. Mm. It's, you know, art studios are my happy place. You know, it's where I, at school, went going into the art room was, you know, where you just thought, thank fuck I'm in here.
Yeah,
I'm not in maths or I'm not in physics. Yeah. Or I'm not, you know, in the game sports hall or anything. Like, I'm here. I'm in the best place.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so that's, yeah. I love just seeing people's materials. I just like, you know, seeing their watercolors and how they use them, or their acrylics or whatever. People bring in their own stuff, their own brushes, their own loved things that they use and make them feel confident, all that sort of thing. Yeah. I really do. It's terribly, terribly exciting.
That enthusiasm is really, really infectious, and it's very much on screen. So you should, I know what a perfectionist you are, and I know that the criticism must be difficult, but you know, you need to take a bit of scale on this, because actually you should be very proud of it. And
like Phoebe. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, you know, buck up. Pull yourself together.
Okay, yes, there we go. What else have we watched? Do you know what I dipped into? I've made some terrible TV choices recently.
Oh,
and then the TV died the other night. It's come back to life. But I didn't think I'd enjoy it, but The Queen Unseen.
Oh, yes, yes. I must say, the BBC obviously are so smug about getting that. Because obviously it's all this home movie footage, isn't it? Did you notice how many times they said, this programme contains completely unseen, ever filmed footage. And then again, it would come on. You know, all
you
this
can
footage
hear them
has never
crowing
been seen.
In the background, can't you? Yeah.
Just going, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, yeah. suck on this, Channel 4 and ITV.
Exactly.
Look what the BBC has got. Look at the Queen as a little girl and her daddy on a tricycle. Yes, suck on that. I've just made that really, I've really cheapened that whole thing, but there we go. But I thought it was really charming, and I haven't watched all of it yet because I've done a lot of flitting from programme to programme.
Oh, have you? Yes, I know.
Very unsatisfying. Daisy texted us during the week, and I did watch her suggestion. It's called Big Boys.
Me too.
And I liked it. I'm too old for it. I think, but it's definitely a really charming setup and idea.
Yeah.
It's very well done, and it's nicely written. It's properly written.
Yeah,
so that's Big Boys is on Channel 4 and is very much worth a dip in. And if you've got teens who don't know what to watch, definitely.
Oh, they'll love it. But yes, like you, I felt that Daisy's a lot younger than us. So I'd taken too much distance from that part in my life, really.
Fresh, I wonder if
week,
that's
et
it, isn't it? Yeah.
I think it is. But I could see it's really good.
So what else are you watching?
Still watching The Staircase, which only comes out once a week, and that's annoying when you're used to binge watching. Really annoying. But I won't tell you what's happened, but something's happened in it, a kind of new line of kind of theory about why she died. And now I'm thinking, this little shit that I was convinced was guilty, I'm now thinking, well, maybe he didn't do it. It's extraordinary, really. I mean, I know you're going to watch it when you get a bit of time, but you will enjoy it.
No, but I can't remember what platform it's on.
It's on, you have to go onto the Now platform.
The Now platform. Sky Atlantic. I find that very complicated. Yeah, Jeff's lost the password. Fucking hell.
Oh, God's sake. Well, no, that's, no, you need to get that sorted.
Yeah.
Notice that Borgen is coming back next week. Do you know Borgen?
Well, I loved Borgen, but then when we were in the Airbnb the other week in Somerset, we watched some Borgen. I thought it was the new series that we were watching. And I made the tragic mistake of watching it with having been dubbed into English. And it's absolutely appalling.
Oh, was it?
So you have to watch it in Danish with English subtitles.
Yes, yes.
So that's my tip for Borgen.
Yes. And I loved Borgen, so I'm looking forward to that. And also, did you see that, not that it's on imminently, but did you see that Challenge Annika is coming back?
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, she can still fit into those outfits. Annika has not changed in however many years. Oh, she's a splendid, splendid girl. Yeah, and literally, she's, you know, she's got all those jumpsuits at the back of her wardrobe. And
I bet she doesn't dip her handles, her straps into the loo. Bet she didn't do anything like that.
I don't know. She is one of us. Actually, Judith, she is one of us.
She's great.
She's great.
Fans.
Okay, so we don't mind about that. Okay.
Films? Are you watching any films or anything?
I watched a film. I did watch a film because Ray Liotta died. And obviously, I love my gangster movies. So in honour of Ray Liotta, we watched Killing Them Softly. A great cast, really good cast. I lost the thread a bit, Judith.
Did you?
It was Saturday night. I was halfway through my second glass of wine and thought, I don't know why they're doing this.
What's all this about again?
Yeah, what's all the baddies? Why are they doing this? Why are the baddies doing this? Okay. I have not... Oh, I went to a print fair at Somerset House, which was probably where I lost my little credit card wallet.
Like Somerset House. I love they do some good stuff there.
Yeah, so, it was really good. I mean, it was posh prints. It was signed Hockneys and signed all sorts of things. And it was, you know, things were sort of, you know, mostly over £5,000. There was a lot of over £5,000 stuff.
Oh, they were for sale, were they?
No, it was a sale thing. Yeah, it was. But it was moneyed. It was. Mm. I saw quite a lot of things I'd really, really liked, but they were just far, far, far too expensive. And the fountains were up and running. And of course, you know, children were running into the fountains. Because before their parents could stop them and say, but we haven't bought any spare clothes.
Oh, God.
And they're just all these soggy, rather cold children. Mm, yeah.
Dear. Yeah. Yes, that wouldn't have been easy.
No.
What have I been doing? I've cycled around a few Art Weeks sort of studios. It's a great thing, that, isn't it? The Art Weeks thing. When people open
up
their sheds.
London too. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
where
fabulous.
Locally, yeah, people open up their studios and you go and look and hopefully buy.
Yeah.
Very good snooping opportunities.
Oh, very, very good snooping opportunities. It's amazing how many people are doing art in their kind of sheds and back rooms and.
But that's
together.
You live in that sort of area. Yeah, I mean, so do I. Yeah. South London has always been very, very arty because there's an art school here. So there's, you know, lots of people that went to Camberwell Art School haven't left the area.
Stayed.
And
yes.
are still, you know, plying their trade, which is magnificent.
Yeah. What else have we done? Oh, we went to a posh music concert. Occasionally we go. I think we're on the list.
Why?
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. No, is it? I can't. Have a kind of love-hate relationship with it, but there's this place in Oxford. It's always in this church, and it's kind of full of sort of ex-academics with very troubling shoes and odd haircuts, and they're very, very wealthy. Lots of Teslas, and women.
It's a real
with very
sign
good
now,
haircuts,
isn't it? Teslas,
skinny women with very moneyed men,
and
they put they do these kind of slightly off-piste. Sort of art, music things, and it looked like it was for babies because it was basically a sort of medley, if that's the right word, of arias. Again, if that's the right word, I've no idea. All about love, and
it sounds absolutely ghastly. Sounds like my worst nightmare. If you could make up something and rub my face in it, that just to punish me, it would be that.
Well, there were bits of it where I was in the room, but most of the time I wasn't in the room. I was thinking about
it. It was opera singers doing proper.
But there was some but I tell you what I really loved is Some Enchanted Evening. That's how lowbrow I am, actually. You know, the lovely
But were they doing it all wobbly wobbly? So Some Enchanted Evening. Was all that shit.
No, they did. No, they weren't. But the rest of it was very wobbly and very in Italian. Because that's the trouble, isn't it? You don't know what the hell they're singing about. You know, that's the problem. Everybody else there, you could see that they all know what's going on.
Yeah, you see, I'm clenching my fist, Judas. Just you talking about it, I'm going all punchy. It's ridiculous. I went to the theatre and I quite enjoyed it, but it was too long. It was too long.
How long was long?
Well, it was meant to be 2.5 hours, but it went 2:45. It was To Kill a Mockingbird. And yes. I think, you know, if you've got kids doing it for A-level, it'd be perfect. My mate is in it, but he wasn't in the first half. And I thought, oh, bloody hell, he's pulled a sickie. But he was in the second half. He had a lovely part. And he was very, very good. I have to say, though, seats were doll-sized seats.
That is a problem, isn't it?
In the West End, oh, they're little, aren't they?
They're cheeky, yeah, aren't they? Particularly with the knee room. And then you can't get past, can you, at the interval? Yeah, everyone, it's a nightmare.
A lot of standing, all that, and let people pass. Books, we're on books now.
Yeah, I'm not doing very well with books. I finished this book called Trespasses by Louise Kennedy about Catholic and Protestant sort of relationship in the 70s. But it was all right. It was fine. It was fine. It was a good book. But I'm just not very, I'm not making
choices. I think you've got too much on your plate at the moment. Unless you are reading something that really grabs your attention.
Yeah.
How are you getting on with Apples Never Fall by Leanne Moriarty?
Again, I'm just, you know, I find myself drifting off and thinking about something else.
It's not a great book, sadly. It's not one of her best. No. I think she's having to, she's under so much pressure to bring books out. They're just coming out. You just go, whoa. Anyway, I have finished The Paper Palace. And I enjoyed it. I have problems with the end. I'm conflicted about the end. If I'm going to be honest, I was cross with the end because she did something that I didn't want her to do. But
was it sort of late? You mean it was kind of lazy, or it?
No. It's a really not lazy book. It's totally not lazy. I'm just going to see who wrote it. It's sorry about this. I've got it on my phone. That is the very last thing. It is lazy.
It's annoying though when an end is either it doesn't make sense to you or it's unsatisfactory. It is annoying that it kind
it's,
of.
The Paper Palace is by Miranda Cowley Heller, and I listened to it on Audible, and I really enjoyed the narration. She makes a decision at the end, and I didn't think it was the one that I was expecting.
She should have done right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And both of us are interested in a book that both of us saw Indian Knight recommending in the Sunday Times.
Sunday Times, absolutely, because it was headlined. It was
The New Cazalet Saga.
The New Cazalet Saga, yeah. It's called The Whalebone Theatre by Joanna Quinn. I've even pre-ordered it on my Audible, not out yet.
Well, I would pre-order it, but I haven't got a working credit card or debit card at the moment,
because
they've all had to be cancelled. So that means all my Amazon, my PayPal, my
Jenny.
Parking things, all my everything, just in time for the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah. So you'll save a bit of money.
I think that actually, once you get over the wedding, you should post your wallet into a post box just to get so you can't spend any money for a bit.
Oh, you're not kidding. I should. I tell you what. Absolutely. Right. Okay. So emails from the gang. We've had a lot of really good emails from the gang.
Really good emails.
Yeah. All right. So who's going first?
Well, we haven't gone to our own hypochondriac corner, but we've got a very sweet email, lovely news email from one of our listeners who's very concerned about her mother's Bell's palsy, which is the thing that, you know, often triggered by an earache and waking up to total nerve collapse on the side of her face. And she's got a secondary thing now called synkinesis, where the nerves are reconnected wrongly,
which means
her mouth and eye are feeling permanently tight. And she's just wondering if there's anybody out there that has had treatment for this or has suffered this themselves and they know how long the recovery process might be and if anything helps. So if you do know anybody it does sound hard. And apparently she's being absolutely marvellous about it. So, you know, we're wishing her all the best. And it's a really distressing thing because that can come really out of the blue and mostly it just sort of heals itself over a few months. But it's obviously got a bit of a complication there. So anyway, that's our call out if anybody knows how to help with that. We've also had Judith, you can go with this one, a mouse Up the Leg story.
Mice Up the Leg story. Yeah, following on from your experience at the BFI. So we've got an email. Now, where is it from, actually? Oh, Jill, 58 and 1 month. And she says, my friend and I went to see the show We Will Rock You. It's great. During the first half, there was a bit of a thing with a girl who's sitting next to my friend. Wasn't sure, but anyway, they kept singing. She kept singing.
Yeah.
In half time, it turned out a mouse had, this is capitals now, run up the trouser leg of the girl next to my friend. Her sort of natural reaction was to hit her leg, and the mouse died and fell to the floor. Reader, she carried on singing. And then apparently during half time, the usher turned up and put the dead mouse in a sort of posh looking bag with rope handles. And said to the woman, can I offer you a complimentary drink? Clearly it happens all the time.
That's funny, isn't it? Honestly. This is another question for our listeners. This is from Lisa, and she's listened to the podcast right from the beginning. She says she had breast cancer 5 years ago, which included a single mastectomy. And now, when she gets signed off by her specialist, he's going to be asking if she wants reconstruction. Thing is, my daughter say yes, get a boob job and a tummy tuck at the same time, but it's not that easy. It's an 11-hour operation, 6 months recovery. If you were in my shoes, what would you do? Stay as you are. I've just turned 55, and I don't think I can be asked, but will I regret it in years to come? Who knows, I might live to 110.
Tricky.
I mean, I couldn't be asked, I know that.
That's a long time. It's a long recovery, isn't it?
It's a long recovery.
But you know, I suppose it just depends how important it is, doesn't it? But
yeah, and it has to be, it's her decision, whatever her decision is, it's the right one, Lisa.
Indeed,
that's what we
indeed.
Are going to say to you. Okay, and then we've had another one, which I think is a warning to you, and I don't think we should use names here.
No, we shouldn't.
Because
I was saying that I thought, you know, a bit of me was wondering when I'm sometimes looking after the twins is how much the kind of baby cam is. Is it recorded? Do they watch it? I don't know. I'm a bit worried about that. So, yeah, we got an email from one of the gang who says she's just listened to it. And she's telling us that she reminded of the time when I was babysitting my granddaughter, who was just under a year old. She's now 8. I have been given strict instructions on the bed and bath time routine. Oh, this is ringing so true. My daughter and her partner had gone away for a much needed weekend break. I was feeling very pleased with myself after getting her to bed and settling bang on time. And then I sent a message explaining to them all was well and that baby was fast asleep, wishing them a fab time, etc. The response shocked me somewhat as they said, oh, yes, we know. We've been watching on the baby cam. Oh my God. Apparently they could watch it remotely on their phone.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a salutary warning to us both.
Just finish off the email and she says, I did fantasise about going in to get the baby up in the morning, starkers and flicking the V's. But, of course, I didn't. I just smiled sweetly and sang their favourite nursery rhyme saying, hello, Mummy and Daddy. Oh God. That's quite a big brother, isn't it? Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for all your emails. We've had loads and it's been really, really a pleasure reading
through
them.
They're great fun,
aren't they? Yeah, really good fun.
Yeah.
Judith, what are you doing for this bank holiday weekend?
I'm going up to Newcastle for the hen weekend. And I think on the Jubilee Day, when all the kind of village stuff's going on, I'm going to be on a train all day coming back
from
Newcastle.
Which is the Jubilee Day?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Sunday, isn't it? Is Sunday the big thing? There'll be a big kind of show, won't there? There'll be sort of a pageant. I imagine
it's going to be pissing down, so we're just going to all be indoors watching it all on the telly.
Oh well, listen, have a lovely time, and gang, have a good time. And we need to remind them of the email address. And I think it's your turn, Jenny.
Okay. Do you know what? You've done a really clever thing on the bottom of our notes. You've actually written it out. olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
Oh, you were cheating, but well
done. Totally cheating. I'm reading it off the screen. Yeah. All right, then. Well, have a great day. What have you got planned for the rest of the day?
Bra fitting. That's what
Fitting. Yeah, okay.
And you're going to Hay.
Well, not till tomorrow, but I'm going to apply for a new driving licence right now. It's so exciting.
Lovely.
I've just farted. I wonder whether that... Could anyone hear that? I don't know whether that's read... Well, keep it in, Daisy. See if a sort of bat-eared listener can heard it, because it was definitely there. Anyway, there we go. Okay. I'll love you and leave you, and have a successful bra fitting day.
Thank you. Yeah, look after yourselves.
I will do. Thank you very much. Bye.